Blackstone Publishing presents Huge Deal by Lauren Lane. This book is read by Samantha Cook and Zachary Weber. For Anth. P.S. One day I will win at chess. For now, my heroines do it for me. Part 1. 1. Tuesday, March 6th. Okay, so where are we with the ice sculpture? Kate Henley let the question hang in the air unanswered for about 7 seconds longer than comfortable, hoping that the asker would hear the ridiculousness of the question and retract it. Claudia Palmer merely blinked at Kate with eyelashes that may or may not have been real and waited for Kate's response. Kate let out a tiny internal sigh. She'd mastered it over the years. It was the kind of sigh nobody else knew was happening, but it allowed Kate a moment of silent acknowledgement that she was right, even if the other person didn't realize it. Yet. If Kate had learned anything in her 27 years, it was that there was a certain power in being underestimated. And at 5'1", with boring brown hair, boring brown eyes, and a penchant for prim clothing, Kate was the queen of flying under the radar when she needed to. Other times, being underestimated wasn't powerful so much as supremely annoying. Times like now. Still working on it, Kate finally replied. General consensus is that a 6-foot ice sculpture in a warmer than usual spring is going to be a pricey endeavor. The other woman gave a practiced, dramatic wave of her hand. Please, if Givenchy can pull it off in Milan in August, we can do it in Manhattan in April. Kate surreptitiously checked the time on her iPad. 2:14 p.m. Cue the slow clap for Claudia. Her boss's girlfriend had made it 14 minutes into their meeting before name-dropping one of her famous designer contacts. A new record. Okay, so you'll take care of that, Claudia said, looking back down at her tiny spiral notebook. I'm still undecided on who we should have supply the oysters. I've heard good things about Oysters XO. Have you worked with them? Sure, several times, Kate said. But, okay, maybe I'll hand off this task to you as well, Claudia said, tapping her lip with a perfectly manicured red nail. I'm thinking a mix of East and West Coast. What do you think?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?